This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to give you the latest on what's going on with Hurricane Florence. But before we do, we're coming up on Constitution Day. Are you guys celebrating Constitution Day? It's on the 17th. Pretty cool. I think I'm going to celebrate it. I just feel like I need to celebrate our Constitution more and more these days, because I don't think people really know a lot about our Constitution. And that's okay. I'm going to give us a quiz. We'll do a little quiz. And don't feel bad. I think a lot of us who are very pro-Constitution and pro-America, feel guilty about our lack of constitutional knowledge. And I think it's because I had Constitution think senior year high school. And what was going on my senior year high school, I don't know, it was a lot of 80s. I think it was like at the end of the 80s. I graduated in 89. Even though I tell everybody I'm in my 20s, I'm a little older than that, as you can tell. So I remember the third Raiders of the Lost Ark movie was coming out, the one with Sean Connery. I forget. That's not the Crystal Skull. It was the, there's Raiders of the Lost Ark. Then there was the tomb one, and then there was, why can't I remember the Raiders of the Lost Ark movie names? Well, it was the third one. I thought it was really, really good. I thought the third one was good. Okay. I don't know. Boy, see? Now, that's why I don't remember the Constitution. That's why I don't remember parts of the Constitution. But anyway, apparently, the Constitution Day, it's been around for decades. 1939, a New York City news tycoon named William Randolph Hearst suggested the creation of a holiday to celebrate American citizenship. This is being reported by ConstitutionFacts.com. Not only did Hearst have a wide readership of his daily newspapers, so he would be the equivalent of one of us bloggers, but he had significant political connections. So I guess he was a real well-connected blogger. And by 1940, Congress designated the third Sunday in May as I Am an American Day. President Harry Truman presented the resolution, and he set aside the state in honor of American people. And then the holiday gained support through the United States Immigration and Naturalization Service. In 1944, Hearst sponsored a film entitled I Am an American. It was featured in American theaters, and again, in 44, we were still in the midst of the war, so that was interesting. That obviously became an immediate hit. And then within 5 years, the governors of existing 48 states had issued state proclamations in agreement with the national holiday. Fantastic. They did that for National Blood Donation Day. So, woohoo! I tell you, I love seeing governors combine and join forces despite their political leanings. So that's great. So then, an Ohio resident named Olga Weber, she was from Louisville, Ohio, and in 1952, she petitioned the leaders of the municipality to change the date to correspond with the anniversary of the signing of the Constitution. Once they agreed to it, she took a request to the state, and then in 1953 she went to Congress, and both Senate and House of Representatives approved her request. The original resolution was overturned, and a new law took its place. And Dwight D. Eisenhower signed it, I Am an American Day. Observation became Citizenship Day and moved to September 17th. So technically, Louisville, Ohio was the first city in the United States to celebrate Citizenship Day. And that's September 17th, 1952. So, very, very cool. And then Louise Lee, she was the one that inspired a love of Constitution. And in 1997, she founded a nonprofit organization called Constitution Day, Inc. And through her efforts, it became a national holiday alongside Citizenship Day. So, September 17th. All right, so let's kind of get our knowledge up. Here's a quiz from constitutionfacts.com. What was our country's first constitution called? Was it called the Articles of Confederation, the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Paper, or the Emancipation Proclamation? It was called the Articles of, It was the first one. That's the one I hit. Okay? It was the Articles of Confederation. In fact, let me do this. Let me hit a wrong answer so I can give you guys the scoop. The Articles of Confederation was in effect from 1781 to 1789. It was based on the concept of a weak central government because of the experience we had under the strong influence of Great Britain. The Constitution was our first written plan of government, very cool, based on opposition to a strong central government, strong executive taxation, and the power to control trade. They sounded Republican back then, if you ask me. All right, next. Laws for the United States are made by who? The President, the Senate, Congress, or the Supreme Court? It's Congress. Right? And that's in Article 1, Section 1. All right? So Congress gets to do that. The longest possible time a person can now serve as president, is it 4 years, 8 years, 10 years, or 12 years? Well, the answer is 10, because remember with FDR? Based on Amendment 22 of the Constitution, no person can be elected to the office of president more than twice or serve more than 2 years of a term to which some other person was elected president. So the total length of time then would be 10 years. A man accused of a crime in court has the right to hear the witness against him, be tried wherever he wants, have a judge he wants, or change courts. Now, he's allowed to have a witness or hear the witness against him. Now, I think things have changed because now a lot of people are guilty until proven innocent, depending on what the charge is. But technically, he is supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, and he is supposed to be able to hear the witnesses against him. They say in all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed. All right, invoking the Fifth Amendment means an accused man refuses to testify against himself, refuses to be tried again, demands a grand jury, wants to appeal his case. It means he can refuse to testify against himself. I could totally see myself do that because I say a lot of stupid things. So I could totally see myself, you know, not, mess myself up. So I should probably take the Fifth. Our first vice president was who? Alexander Hamilton, Thomas Jefferson, Ben Franklin, or John Adams? It was John Adams, because John Adams came in second. All right, and then the Bill of Rights. First 10 amendments. Good answer. All right. Danny Tarkanian joins us in a few minutes, running for congressional seat in my district. Can't wait to have him on. 1-877-DOT-DELLY. Don't go away. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Florence has made landfall. Hurricane Florence has made landfall near Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. It hit at about 7:15 a.m. local time. Winds are now up to 80 miles an hour. They say 60 people had to be rescued from a collapsing hotel in Jacksonville, North Carolina earlier today. Rescue teams are now working to free those trapped in New Bern after a nearby Neuse River burst its banks. I guess Neuse River, and I hope I'm not mispronouncing it, is near the city, and it's recording more than 10 feet of inundation. This is being reported by Daily Mail and the National Hurricane Center. In Jacksonville, more than 60 people had to be rescued from a hotel as the building's structural integrity was threatened, and even before Florence hit land, there were huge storm surges reported along the coast of the Carolinas. Now, Florence was downgraded to a Category 1 by the time it hit land, but still, it's a Category 1 hurricane. That's still winds of 80-plus miles per hour. So the eye of Hurricane Florence smashed into North Carolina on Friday morning. 3 inches of rain falling every hour, 80-mile-per-hour winds, sparking an 11-foot storm surge. So as of, I believe, an hour ago, Florence was centered about 20 miles southwest of Wilmington, North Carolina, about 55 miles east-northeast of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and is crawling west-southwest at 6 miles per hour. Danny, how we doing? Daniel. Okay, no worries. No worries. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're going to keep you guys posted on how you can help. Unfortunately, we don't have, while it's in the thick of the storm, we don't have a lot of, I guess, news on what's happening. It's very hard to get coverage right now. We found out that about 12,000 people have sought refuge in shelters in the state, and 475,000 homes and businesses were reported to be without power. Even children had to be pulled from a collapsing motel in Jacksonville. Again, this is one of these things where North Carolina hasn't seen a nasty storm since the 50s, and a lot of people didn't leave. They thought they could bunker down, or they thought their homes would cover it, or they would be flood-proof. The city did warn that people may need to move up to the second story, but told them to stay put as we are coming to get you. Apparently, 9,700 National Guard troops and civilians have been deployed. High-water vehicles, helicopters, and boats have been recruited. Some of these pictures are really, really startling, and you see these kids scared, and it's cold. And, you know, we talked about how what happened with Hurricane Harvey and Maria, a lot of sludge and toxic waste and pretty nasty bugs, unfortunately, come with this. We're worried about people getting, flesh-eating bacteria, a variety of different parasites. It's just not a healthy, safe time. People think, well, it's, you know, rainwater. So, it's washing things out. It doesn't clean trees and houses, and no, it collects the nasty stuff that was never supposed to be in your path. I'm looking at pictures of trees just completely demolishing houses. It's a bad storm, and it's a slow moving one. I believe it's only moving at about 10 miles an hour. So we'll keep you guys posted. And for those of you in the area, please be safe. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, a Florida veteran, 93 years old, has survived a flesh-eating bacteria. He was just doing his daily walk on the beach, and he's making a strong recovery as he sustained a wound to his leg last month. And good for him. I mean, you know, walking and being out there. Roy Haas is 93 years old. Apparently, he typically starts his day every morning at Delano Wiggins Pass State Park. He watches the sunrise. He says his prayers at Wiggins Pass. That's according to a Facebook post by Rob Stan, his close friend. And he is a World War II and Korean War Navy veteran. Unfortunately, he's had to use crutches. And a screw from one of his crutches left a small puncture wound on his left knee near the end of July. So he put a Band-Aid on it, continued with his morning swim in the Gulf of Mexico. Well, unfortunately, that caused him to have a little port of entry, and a nasty flesh-eating bacteria got in. Unfortunately, when it hit almost overnight. So apparently he has a Facebook post. Stan's Facebook post says, well, almost every night, things took a horrible turn. So Stan said that he got a call from a park ranger on August 2, reporting that Mr. Haas, his friend, had been found passed out on the beach, was being transported to a local hospital. So he spent the night at an ER, and the type of bacteria that he had, the flesh-eating bacteria, was known as Vibrio vulnificus. And we've talked about Vibrio vulnificus. I think it caused one man to lose his leg earlier this summer. And you get it, unfortunately, from dirty, I don't want to say dirty water, but from waterways, which unfortunately could also be a risk, as we're seeing what's happening with Hurricane Florence. So the doctor said what happened with Roy is he ended up going into septic shock. If he had laid there much longer, he might have died. Now, this Vibrio vulnificus causes something called vibriosis. And vibriosis causes an estimated 80,000 illnesses and 100 deaths in the U.S. each year. According to the CDC, in addition to exposing a wound to warm, they say warm sweater. I think they meant water. I got to tell you, when these news outlets use spell check, I think it does them in. Yeah, it says here, in addition to exposing a wound to warm sweater. Sorry about that. I'm not the one that typed the article. A wound to warm water, patients may contract the infection by eating raw or undercooked seafood. So, you got to wash your hands. You have to really wash your hands if you're going to touch raw seafood. And you got to stay out of brackish or salt water, especially if you have open wounds. A Band-Aid does not provide waterproof protection. Now, it's very interesting because one of my listeners asked me about why swimming pools help heal wounds. It is interesting. I've known that. I've seen that where when you swim in a pool, like swimmers don't have as much acne. And a lot of people that swim in a pool, their wounds seem to hurry up. I would not recommend that. Again, any open wounds, stay out of the pool, please. One, I don't want you sharing what you have in your wound. And two, I don't want anything dirty in the pool getting into you. But my guess is the chlorine and some of the chemicals are an astringent. And the astringent part, the astringent aspect of it dries out a lot of the, shall we say, a lot of the goo. And so when we swim, again, it's one of those things where it's like, as a doctor, I can't tell you to do that. Do not go swimming if you have open wounds. Very bad, but people will say their acne gets better and, you know, it could be the chemicals. I'm of the mind we need to avoid as many chemicals as possible. That's just me. So anyway, Sanchez, Roy's leg is getting better every day. Flesh-eating bacteria is not a joke. By the way, you know, if a lot of you wonder why we doctors, you know what's bad and what isn't, remember, we're not rocket scientists. The average doctor is not a neurophysicist. I mean, do I act like a neurophysicist to you? No. I don't know my head from my retroperitoneum on most days. But if you hear of a bacteria called Vibrio vulnificus, doesn't that sound bad with all the V's? Yeah, well, that sounds bad to me. So that's how we do it. We put real nasty letters that sound vicious by the bacteria. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Oh, joining us is we have Danny Tarkanian. Danny Tarkanian is running for Congressional Seat 3 in Nevada, and he is one of my favorite people on this earth. Danny, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Dahlia. I appreciate being one of your favorite people, even though I'm late on your call, and I apologize. I misread my calendar.
No, don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to be coming up on a little break, but at least we get to start talking. We were just previously talking about Constitution Day, and you are a huge, huge advocate of the Constitution, and I want to thank you for that.
God, most Americans should be. It's the greatest document ever written. It's the best. It's formed the best government that the world's ever seen. Everybody should be very supportive of the Constitution and should understand it.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to be talking about when we come back from the break how, you know, people are concerned that there may be a blue wave this midterms versus a red wave. Personally, I'm not worried. I think that the country's been going in a great direction and we have people like you running. I'm not worried at all. What do you think?
Well, I think that we're going to have a very, very competitive race. There's a lot of people out there that don't like President Trump personally. I think they take the words that he says and it gets them riled up. But there's so many others that look at his policies and the effect it's had on our country. The economy is in the greatest spot it's been in my lifetime. And we're getting people around the world to start respecting us again. And
sit tight. We're going to have you come back. Just stay right there. We're going to talk about it. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall along the southeastern shore of North Carolina early Friday while continuing to batter the state with fierce winds, rain, and flooding. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina says search and rescue teams are ready to go.
We have search and rescue teams from 19 different states who've come to North Carolina and are on the ready. And, of course, we have our local teams that are out there along with state teams. And, yes, we have volunteers who come in with boats like the Cajun Navy. They are here. We know that we are going to be needing them in the coming days because this water is going to continue to rise. Massive storm surge coming in at high tide with more rain falling into the rivers. There's just nowhere else for that water to go.
Volkswagen's American unit announced that it would end global production of the Beetle in 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and Daniel, who's working the dials. Boy, a lot of Z's. So we have Danny Tarkanian with us, Tarkanian for Congress at DannyTarkanian.com. Danny, thank you again for staying on the line. We were talking about the I'm thinking we're going to have a red wave because, people are pretty happy with the way the country's been going.
Yeah, there's a lot. It just depends who you talk to. You know, I try not to get caught up just feeling that the movement is based upon the people that I'm closest with, and you, because there's others that feel differently. It was the same with Barack Obama. The people I hung around with did not feel he was a very good president, and then you see others that are just, you know, off the charts with him.
Mm-hmm.
The facts are this. We have the greatest economy going right now that we've had, at least since Ronald Reagan, and probably even before that. It's been in only 18 months of what President Trump has done, and we're already seeing GDP growth in the 4%, lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. We can go on and on. I love the things that he's doing overseas. He's making the NATO members pay their fair share of the military costs. Who doesn't believe that that should happen? Why should the United States be paying the military costs of all these other countries? I'm a big believer that we need to take care of Americans first, American workers first. President Trump's doing that with the tariffs. So when you look at what's happening to what affects us, our pocketbook and our security, you got to love what President Trump's doing. Now, there's a lot of people that don't like the way he talks. He's a brash guy. He attacks people that attack him, and some people don't like that, and it turns them off, and they're going to vote against him. And I have some people that I'm close with that have said they won't vote for me because of the way President Trump talks. And I said, well, I look at what's happening to our country and the results. That's what I care about most. And I believe that most of the people that go to the polls in November, when it gets down to it, that's what they're going to do.
Exactly. And, you know, your endorsement by Donald Trump, to me, doesn't mean that you have the same verbiage and vernacular as he, right? You know, and it doesn't mean you tweet the same. It means that, one, he thinks you're a fantastic candidate. He thinks you are going to help America progress and stay strong. And it also means he endorses your individuality and what you can bring to Congress. I mean, I've known you and your family for years, and the way you are with children and how you want to support education and your ideas are phenomenal, and I wish most of Congress would think the way you do.
Well, I really appreciate that. I think what the support President Trump did with that endorsement, also my support for him, is more about I believe strongly in his America First policies. And you take away the political rhetoric. Who doesn't believe that we should take care of the people that are living here in our country first before we go overseas and start helping the rest of the world? Or who doesn't believe that we should take care of our veterans who have fought in the wars and give them everything they need medically and job training and so forth before we spend another penny overseas fighting a war we shouldn't be in? You know, those are the things I believe in and I'll fight for. You mentioned education. I think that's one of the most important issues out there in my district and in Clark County, because our school system is having such a difficult time performing. And it's a clear difference between my opponent and I, and I'd like to talk about that for a second if we have
time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, the opponent I'm running against has been a big supporter of these new programs that they're putting into the public school system. They like these new test programs or trial programs, and they think, hey, if we put more money into this group of kids, we could help them do this or that. And what they do is they're taking money from the teachers in the classrooms and the assistants in the classrooms. I'm a big believer that if you want to get the best education for our kids, have the best people teaching, pay them a salary that they're going to be happy with, that they're going to come and work for you, give them the ability to be innovative and creative in the way they teach their children, put the resources in the classroom. And then the other thing that we've seen in our economy, which is the greatest in the history of society, is that when you create more competition, you always get a better product at a lower cost. So school choice is, I think, an absolute necessity. School choice would allow parents to decide how their tax dollars are going to be used to pay for the education of their children. Who's against that? Is our tax dollars, shouldn't we be able to use it for what we think is the best situation for our children educationally? And I believe if we do that, it's not only going to make the private sector schools better, but it's going to force the public school system to compete and get better itself. And I think it's a win-win for everybody.
We're talking to Danny Tarkanian. DannyTarkanian.com is his website, and I love how he delineates this. I'm pro-choice. I'm pro-life. And I'm pro-life to the fact where I think parents have the right to choose, like, their education. I agree with what you wrote here, where, you know, you're amazed at some of the hypocrisy that's out there, where, you know, we as parents, you know, one is I want to protect the life of the baby, and two, I'd like to choose where my kid goes to school. I'd like to choose what, you know, what programs that my child has access to. I found that fascinating, what you wrote on your website.
You know, Dahlia, we all do, don't we? I mean, any listener out there that doesn't feel that they should have the right to determine the best education for their kids. My opponent spends $75,000 per year to send her child to a boarding school out of state because she thinks that's in the best interest of the education for her child. Mm-hmm. She sent her kids to private school when they were younger. She's had the ability to pay for that. How about the people that don't have the ability to pay $75,000 to send their kid to a boarding school or for the metals tuition here in Southern Nevada? They're stuck in the public school system because we don't give them that choice. It's not fair just for the wealthy and the privileged to be able to take advantage of school choice. It should be everybody has that that opportunity.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, me being a doctor, I've always been in alignment with, you know, how you feel about health care. And you have, you know, Danny, you have what we call the chutzpah, the guts that we need. I mean, you are unequivocally in support of the repeal and replacement of Obamacare. How can you get Congress to act? I'm really shocked at the stalling that happened, and I'm frustrated by that.
Well, there's two things to that. First of all, there wasn't too many votes away from getting it repealed, and I think we got a great chance on this next legislative session. The problem with the Affordable Care Act is it's unaffordable for everybody who pays for their own insurance. Mm-hmm. People that are getting federal subsidies to pay for their health insurance, they love Obamacare because the government's paying for their health insurance. But it's the hardworking middle-class Americans. My family is a perfect example. We paid $480 a month for our health care before Obamacare. Now we're paying $1,840. We had a $1,000 deductible. Now it's $5,000. We had $25 copay. Now it's $154 specialist. We're getting, just killed by the increase in those costs, and it's not fair to the people that are paying itself. So what do you do? I mean, we need to repeal it. I think we're going to get it done this next legislative session. The answer to me is, again, going back to what's made our economy so great, and we have to create more competition with the products out there and have the people that are purchasing that products know what the cost is or what they're getting and let them pick and choose. That's what's made our economy so great. Why don't we do that in the medical field? The Obamacare has basically eliminated competition. There's only two health insurance providers here in Clark County and only one in 14 counties in Nevada, so there's no competition. Let's get back to the competition. And then you look at the service. The medical services that have not risen dramatically, like the LASIK surgery and the plastic surgery, it's because they identify what the cost is for these type of procedures, and the doctor can then you get to pick and choose. Do you want to spend that much for this doctor? Can you go to another doctor and do this or that? How many people do that with their health insurance if when they're trying to determine what type of services they're going to have outside of those two areas?
Absolutely. And, you know, one thing also that I find that is kind of fascinating is you and I, we live in Nevada. We've been in Nevada forever. I got here in the early 80s. And, you know, representing Nevada in Congress, you're not only representing metropolis, but also rural. And so I think your views on healthcare definitely can resonate throughout the country because you kind of know what Nevadans need, Danny, we're going to be coming up on another break. Do you have a few more minutes to stay on? Because I want to talk more about this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's just, you know, with Nevada having, you know, big, you know, huge cities of millions of people, but then also rural, you know, the way to tackle healthcare and the way to get healthcare through, I agree. We have to promote competition. We need more, we need more sets. That's what we need. Not a big nasty bill. Don't go away, Danny. We'll be right back. And guys, we'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Speak, speak, speak.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
I don't know why we're singing a song about California. They actually need to get their acts together when it comes to politics. But we are back. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show with Danny Tarkanian. DannyTarkanian.com. You got to check out his website. Danny, I think you remember this story that where somebody broke into my house. You and I both live in Nevada. And Las Vegas has, you know, its challenges with crime. And somebody broke into my house. And I grabbed the shotgun. I cocked the shotgun. I stood in front of my kids' rooms, guarding the room. And I yelled at him to get the heck out. And I was going to fire a warning shot. And I was so grateful that I live in a country where I could protect my kids. Where are we with the Second Amendment and defending it?
Well, the side that's the liberal side, the Democrat side. They want to take away law-abiding citizens' rights to bear arms and protect themselves at the expense of new laws that the criminals will continue to break, and it just doesn't make any sense to me. If you're going to pass new laws, the only people that are going to follow them are the people that are, like you just mentioned, going to protect themselves. The ones that want to commit the crimes are going to and shoot you or break into your home or commit a crime, they're going to break the gun laws. Why wouldn't they?
You know, and I like what you have. You have the best way to stop a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. We've seen these cases where you know, upstanding citizens or off-duty cops or veterans are the ones that, you know, stop the shooting because they're the ones that, you know, cock the gun and let the bad guy know that they're there. It's a challenge. It really is.
And everybody should have that right. You should deny that right to anybody. Some people feel more comfortable with a gun than others, and I think that's their individual right. Some people don't want to have that ability, and they can have that right. But for those that do, it's not only right, it's not a constitutional take that right away from them.
You know, Danny, you have four beautiful kids, beautiful wife Amy. You are, you know, you're a family man. You're a good guy, and you know, on a personal note, you know, it's got to be hard, you know, putting yourself out there like this for politics and for the country. And you know, with how, what made you decide? Where did this passion come from to help, you know, make America better?
Well, growing up, I was just idolized, or I wanted to emulate what two great senators from Nevada did, and that was Senator Paul Laxalt, who was a Republican, and Senator Richard Bryan, a Democrat. They were true statesmen. You had great respect for them. You knew whatever they told you they were going to go back and do. And I thought this was a great way to make a major impact with your life. You know, everybody has different things that motivate them. Some people want to be in the glory. Some want to be an athletic. Some want to have the most money. I think it was all over and done, and they're laying you in the ground. The thing that makes the most difference is the impact you've had on other people's lives, and in public service you can do that, and that's been my inspiration. But if you like, I'd like to touch a little bit when you start talking about how it affects families. When I first decided to run for office, I was speaking with, at that time, Attorney General Brian Sandoval, who's now our governor, and he told me the hardest thing he had was when his kids got to be a certain age and they could understand these horrendous personal attack ads that are always not true, when their kids can understand them and how it affects them. For many years, first of all, I've had over $14 million in these character assassination ads that aren't true thrown against me in the last 6 years. But fortunately for me, up until the last election, my kids didn't know what was going on. Now they're seeing these ads on Facebook. They're seeing them on YouTube and all these other things, and it has a huge effect on them. So it runs people off that are really good people that want to run for office. When we allow people to make up lies and smear someone's character with no basis at all you do is you make us have less quality people representing us, because they have to face these things with their kids.
Exactly. And your family is strong, and you're strong, and bless you for everything you've done. Also, I love that you're, you know, a man in a family of faith. I think it really kind of helps you, especially through the difficult times. And you guys have definitely weathered some storms with this. And I mean, I endorse you. I know you are the bomb. You are the bomb. And I can't think of a better family and a better person in you, Danny. So thank you for running.
Well, thank you. And I think what you mentioned there is the reason why I can handle a lot of the stuff they say about me and some of these tough losses I've had in races. People's priorities get mixed up, and they look at the thing most in front of them that they want to succeed in, and if it doesn't, it just crushes them. The way I look at it is I am so blessed. I got, as you mentioned, not only a beautiful wife, she's very intelligent, engaging. I have great children. They're all healthy. I'm able to provide for them. I don't, the best that we can, which is good enough. What more is in? What else is most important in life? There is nothing more important than that. And then whatever else you have in life is a bonus. So, you know, hopefully we win this race and I can go back to D.C. and make a difference like Senator Laxalt and Senator Bryan. If I don't, I still have my beautiful, wonderful wife, my kids, our health, our financial security. I've been very blessed.
You have been, absolutely. For those of you joining us, we're talking to Danny Tarkanian. DannyTarkanian.com is his website. Now, one thing I'm sure you're aware of, so I have a lot of family, and I'm always in multiple different states speaking, and a lot of people have a very bitter image of Nevadans because of Senator Harry Reid. Senator Harry Reid, and bless him. Again, I know he's on the other side of the aisle, but, you know, he's a human being, but boy, some people really hated him, and they believe that's representative of Nevada. I mean, do you think you have a lot of work cut out for you, you know, representing Nevada now after his, you know, trailblazing?
Look, we've gotten some really good people in public service here in Nevada that represent us well. Senator Reid had a different attitude towards public service than I have, but he was very, very successful at it. But I wouldn't want that kind of success. His whole political philosophy was to burn and destroy. Conquer and destroy, and it was represented by that comment he made about at that time candidate Romney and his tax returns, saying he didn't pay his taxes, and mm-hmm. when they found out that Romney had, they asked Harry Reid about it. How could you make that statement? Romney paid those taxes, and Harry Reid's response is, well, he lost, didn't we? So it worked. I mean, what kind of person mm-hmm. is proud of that? My dad used to say, the most important thing in being life is honest and true to yourself. And if you are, you look in the mirror, even if you've lost, you can be proud of what you're looking at. But if you had a great success and you did it to lie and deceive people, how do you look at your mirror and be proud of yourself? And I really try to live by that philosophy.
Exactly. And amen. May your father rest in peace. A great man. So I think because of things that happened with Harry Reid and others, you're a proponent for term limits. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, it's just common sense tells you, look at you. The biggest problem we have in politics right now is the money that goes into races, primarily to people that have voted on their bills, or they have influence with legislators that are voting on their bills. So we have term limits for every office in Nevada and for the president. So the only people that don't have term limits in Nevada are congressmen and senators. Why would we want that?
Mm-hmm.
And you look at an example. Why is it that the approval rating for congressmen and senators are in the low teens across the board, but they keep getting reelected? 90% of them get reelected. It's because they have the money that they can then use to lie about their opponents, and people believe in that. They reelect them. Is that the best political process we want? Is that what we really want for our politicians? I think everybody should be on a level playing field. Go out there, talk about the issues, persuade the voters why you are the best person to be elected because of what you'll do in office, not based upon the money that has permeated through the political system.
Amen, amen. So, Danny, how can people find you and help support your campaign?
They can go to our website, which is my first and last name. That's Danny, D-A-N-N-Y, and then Tarkanian, T-A-R-K-A-N-I-A-N.com. We've got a lot of volunteers helping us. We have a lot of fun here, too. I mean, we have some great events. We'd love to have you volunteer. If you would like to make a contribution, you go to the same website. This is the most important race in the entire country, and I don't say that just because I'm in it. It very well may determine the control of Congress, and it very well may determine the control of the Senate, because Dean Heller cannot win Nevada if he doesn't win CD3 by a substantial amount.
Exactly.
And it even will determine who controls the governor's race. Adam Laxalt will not win the governor's race if he doesn't win CD3 by a significant amount. So a lot is riding on this for us here in Nevada and across the country, and I hope that you will join us and help us to be victorious.
Thank you, Danny Tarkanian. You rock. Can't wait to have you back. God bless. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll talk more about Hurricane Florence. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.